Step out of the shadows and into your sunshine. For generations, we have been limited by what society, colleagues, family members, spouses, and friends think that we should be or become. Slowly, we are molded into their best version of us. One day, we look in the mirror and wonder how we became so far removed from our inner light. These are the stories of powerful women and men who broke their chains and embraced their true purpose. They authentically share their most vulnerable moments and how they found the strength to step into their sunshine. Join us as we share our journeys toward breaking the chain of societal expectations for women and men around the globe.
Come and join La Forêt de Lumière Holistic Experience in Mazet-Saint-Bois, France, taking place May the 13th through the 16th of May 2025. This event includes immersive holistic workshops ran by experts in their field. Are you tired of feeling fatigue, lacking energy, or desire to go after your dreams? This event is for you. Regain your spiritual, emotional, physical, mental power by being there. And every moment of the event is an opportunity, is an invitation to thrive and regain your power and your health. Visit www.rachelcoudronevents.com for more.
Everyone, welcome back to season four of Step Into Your Sunshine, hosted by yours truly, Rachel Coudron, mind behind La Forêt de Lumière Holistic Experience. That will be taking place in Mazet-Saint-Bois, May the 13th through the 16th of 2025. Today, I have a very, very special woman with me who will also be one of the practitioners at the event, and I would love for her to introduce herself.
Hi everyone, my name is Anna Costa. So I originally come from Serbia and I've been living in various countries, but for the most of my life, like I lived in Germany for over a decade. And then 3 years ago, I moved to Greece with my Greek husband that I met in Germany. And I have two kids and I used to work in corporate for like ever since I completed my university. So everything has shifted for me, you know, from like working in corporate, having two master's degrees in kind of business and economics and these kind of things, when my personal life, especially my love life, kind of completely scrambled. And then I became through the work that I've done on myself and with myself and the inner work, that path led me to becoming integrated love, sex, and relationship coach. And I also, through the same certification through the Tantric Institute of Integrated Sexuality with my teacher Leila Martin, I also became a certified conscious dating coach and women's empowerment coach. And just last year, I also expanded this journey into going more into womb healing. So I took up my additional certification with Womb and Wellness and Usha Anandi, becoming a womb circle facilitator. So this is kind of my thing, what I do with women, empowerment through our body, through our wombs, but all with a goal to have better love life and intimacy. And I started this journey 7 years ago. And yeah, here I am. Yeah, just had my first retreat. That went amazing. So things are just, yeah, all like clicking after a long time.
That's amazing. I love how your story, like so many of us, start from your personal experience where the things that you were going through in your life led you down this particular path. And then now you have developed that into various types of coaching and various types of resources that you can help in women with their love life. And I would love to know a little bit more details about that. And because for me, when I think of a love and sex coach, I'm like, wait, what exactly does that mean? And what do I have to divulge to them if I wanted to work with them? Or how do I become comfortable? And so can you tell us a little bit about that?
So, I mean, for me, that came very naturally because I really struggled with kind of being attracted to partners that were not really good for me or treating me well or like allowing to be treated poorly. And like, I was really curious to understand where that came from. So given that I lived abroad for most of my adult life, so now I'm 43 years old, and like I first left my country when I was 24, so it's been like almost 20 years. I was part of this like international environment where I met women from all over the world, and then when I start working with them, I felt like we all have similar struggles irrespective of what cultures and upbringing we come from. Yes, there are different flavors to it depending on where we're from, but a lot of women come to me because they're not able to find a satisfying partnership or relationship. So that's still kind of the majority of my clients, let's say 70%. And then the other part is women who are already married or in a relationship, but then there are some things that are not allowing the intimacy, especially like sexual part, so sex life with their partner, to really flourish or for them to really feel fully relaxed, orgasmic, and so on. So we just have always usually a chat, I call it a curiosity chat. We talk about what it is that they struggle with. And yeah, then I see if I feel I could help. So yeah, as I said, it's usually finding the right partner or deepening the intimacy if you're already in a relationship. So I don't know if that answered your question, but if you want to know more details, like feel free to ask deeper.
Yes, no, it does. It helps me understand more about exactly what you offer. And then I have another question of what you first said about wound healing. And I am someone that doesn't know a lot about that. And I'm sure many of our listeners don't know what that is at all. And so can you tell me, does that, like, how does that help with your relationship? Or is that more about conceiving? Or what is exactly does that mean?
Well, I like in a kind of the big picture of it, for me, it's women really being connected to their intuition. So when we are not all the time in our head, when we are just in our head, sometimes, you know, that can cause anxiety, panic. It can be hard to make decisions, but we have this beautiful oracle within us that is our womb. And womb is just not a uterus, it's like the whole space, like uterus, ovaries, fallopian tubes, and then also our genitals. So kind of being more connected, allowing that connection, connecting consciously to this part of our body, not just kind of with our mind, but even physically, like even, you know, just like being conscious of like cupping your yoni with your hands, like, you know, saying hello, good morning, or like, what is it that that you feel like doing today? It's like, sometimes I like to say that this part is kind of like our new brain for women. And it is really more about intuition and women's empowerment, and also seeing the very female part of us as not as an obstacle in this world. Because usually growing up, we tend to see it like we start having our first menstruation, and then it kind of like feels like, oh, you know, boys don't have to go through that, and we girls have to, and it's such a hassle, and it's painful, and we are bleeding, and we cannot do things. And we are not taught to honor this part of our femininity. It more comes like, as you said, an obstacle and something that we need to struggle through. But when we reverse the way that we look at it, we are able to see how actually being a woman, bleeding, having the womb, having, you know, the vagina and not the, you know, the male genital organ is actually beautiful, and we can enjoy that. And when we embrace all of it, it just becomes so much more nourishing to live this life as a woman, and then also enjoy our relationships, our sexual life, enjoy our intuition and how it helps us even in business, making decisions, you know, choosing where we want to go, whether we want to turn and left or right to find a parking space, like going from tiny little things to like big things in our lives. So it's just way of honoring the woman in ourselves, basically.
Oh my goodness, that is beautiful. I mean, I really love it because I know for me growing up, like my parents didn't, we didn't have any sex talks. We didn't have any like educational courses and nothing of the sort. Like I was just sort of like thrown to the wolves. And I know that there's many people that can relate to this story. And so I think inadvertently, I sort of developed more of a like a shamed based idea about like all things sexual. And so for me that would be like, oh wow, that's quite a different side to that story of like feeling more empowered. Because for me it's just my own personal experience is I don't really like being the center of attention. I don't really like, you know, being super noticed in the crowd. And so that also affects, like you were saying, it affects other parts of your life. Well, it affects like the way I dress or the places that I show up to or how revealing I am or am not, or even the type of language that I use. And so, and I think the, like your voice, how loud you use it or not, or how like strong, because everything is interconnected. So right now my mind is just like reeling with all these ideas and I'm like, oh wow, you know, that could be really, really impactful for women, especially if they grew up like I did, where it was more shamed based, or even if it was inadvertently became more shame associated. It was like, wow, I can only imagine if I had that kind of empowering feeling around being sexual, then that would change so many different varieties in my life.
Yeah, totally. I hear you. And it's not even like about being sexual. It's just about acceptance of all these things. And I grew up exactly in the same way like you did, you know, zero sexual education. Even like, I remember once when we were like teenage girls and I had like four female friends coming over, and then there was like a talk about, I don't know, like someone else potentially having their first sexual experience, and like we all knew it, and it was like a little gossip talk, and I don't know how my mom heard that, and then she just said like, you don't talk to your parents about sex. And I was so shocked when she said that, you know, because I was expecting completely the opposite, like you can be, because they always want to know everything about you, right? And then suddenly there is this like, you don't talk to your parents about sex, like to whom shall I talk then? So it was very confusing for me growing up. And yes, I also kind of associated all these things with the emotion of shame. And it was quite challenging to navigate that. And it's just like you explore everything almost like blindfold. So yeah, it feels totally different now from this perspective, having gone through this journey and having found a way to actually educate myself first. And then, you know, being able to step in that place of power and feeling like, yeah, it's totally great that I'm a woman and I love that I have all these like female organs, and like I'm not, you know, I don't have to feel anything less. And another event that I had, like when I was organizing, like that actually shows this, I was organizing when I had my second baby, I gathered the women and I wanted to introduce my baby, and then we had like a little circle to bless the baby. And one of my friends said, yeah, I would love to experience like, you know, having a child, but from a male's perspective. It's like, I wouldn't want to do it as a woman. And I felt like, oh my God, that's so, you know, that's so sad when we as women can't think like that. Like, you know, why? So I feel like that's a lot of conditioning that comes from the world and the way that world is shaped, and that maybe doesn't offer enough, you know, support for women going through that journey of, you know, becoming a mother, childcare, and all these like big social problems that we have. So yeah, here I am, like trying to tell women it's amazing that you are a woman and you can experience love in a totally amazing way. Also your love life, also your relationships, when you're just more connected to your female body.
Yeah, I think that's really important. And you highlighting someone who wanted, was thinking, I wish I knew what this was like through a male perspective. I also have a friend who didn't say exactly that, but when she was deciding if she should or shouldn't have a child, it was all about how her life was going to change, like physically. She felt like there wasn't going to be enough support. Everything was going to fall on her. And I also think that does speak volumes to the larger society, but it also speaks volumes to like the perception of women that they don't feel strong enough or empowered enough or capable enough to handle this new stage in their life, that their life is going to fall apart and their spouse's or husband's or a partner's life is just going to continue on, not affected, nothing's going on. And so I find that just like earlier when I was explaining how everything could be related for me and my life, regarding like sexual content and like my own femininity, I also think that could be related to women's perception of having children and the strength that they actually have internally and that they haven't quite uncovered yet.
Yes, totally. Yeah, I totally agree with that. Like it all starts with yourself and from yourself, and that's like where you have the ripple effects, and then it ripples to your partner, to larger family and the society.
Oh my goodness. I think that's the phrase, right? Like if you start demanding more of yourself, then people start giving you more what you demand. And so
Kind of,
like
yeah.
in that kind of idea, if like if you present yourself as like that you're important and that you matter and that like you're confident, then people perceive you in the same way. Whereas if you present yourself as more uncertain and meek and less than people also treat you the same way.
Totally.
So I'm really excited, Anna. I want to ask you, what services will you be offering at Lafayette de Lumiere Holistic Experience?
So because of the work that I do, and that is totally like interwoven in anything, and I really feel like women's empowerment is not complete without sexual empowerment. And the new female leaders will be sexually empowered. Like when I say that, I mean like, politicians, governments. Like when we look at these women, they don't, like when we look at them, like do they look sexually empowered? Like I know that it's questionable. Like everybody would have a different definition of what it is, but I just feel like they're really feeling good in their body. And, sex is not a taboo. And it doesn't mean that they have to dress in a different way to show that they're sexual, not at all. But it's just, feels like they are connected with it within themselves. And then somehow I feel like women radiate in a different way. Like, it doesn't matter how they are dressed. It's not about how you're dressed. It's not about, the makeup. It's more about that inner radiance. So the services that I will offer are somehow connected to that. They're the part of it is healing. So the first one is the Yoni, the armoring. And I would want to do that as a group session as well for women. So we'll talk about it. I know we still have to clarify things. And I don't even remember what I put on that form when we were, like sharing what services we'll do. But I'm sure there was Yoni the armoring. And because I just had my retreat, I actually coupled it up with breast the armoring as well. So I think these two would be really lovely because it's a healing kind of process. It's a release process. And it's a beautiful way for women to maybe reconnect with their breasts and their yoni in a way that they, or connect with them in a way that they have never done before, and release whatever needs to be released or discover whatever, they haven't discovered yet. So that would be one of the things that I thought would be lovely to experience in a group, because I just led that in my own retreat and it was really beautiful and women loved it. And then I know we have individual offerings, right?
Yes.
So I would love to offer womb breath work because that is something that is more like, we need to do a little inquiry. It could be more personalized because everybody has the different journey with their womb. It's kind of like a womb healing process because I believe that unfortunately a lot of women have experienced some kind of sexual trauma. And even if they haven't, they maybe had some not very pleasant or satisfying sexual experiences or very confusing sexual experiences. And even if they haven't had that, then maybe they have experienced some kind of medical trauma related to the genitals, to the womb, because yes, you know how it is. You go to gynecologists, it's not always very pleasant. It's very confusing. You don't have enough time to ask all your questions. You're just like rushed through the process. And sometimes it's painful. And it's especially also for women who have had kids and have given births, that can also like add a lot of trauma to the womb. So I offer this as an individual session. And another one would be because I work a lot with breath work, would be like a breath work for self-love or soulmate love. That would be like could be like the slightly different variation of the similar process. This is more for people who need more self-confidence, or especially if they want to call in the right person in their life. So that would be the individual session that I'm happy to offer at the event.
Thank you so much for telling us about them. They sound very interesting, and I love the idea, like breath work for self-love, for confidence, and calling the right person in your life, attracting them, all of those things. Because I'm sure that there's listeners that find that very fascinating, and for me, I'm also quite interested in like the wound healing session. What would that look like? Because you're right, there are so many different varieties of uncomfortableness or unease or trauma that women have experienced in relation to their sex organs. Because yeah, I mean, I can just thinking about a more, I guess, an easy time is when you're pregnant and you're required to have like intervaginal ultrasounds. Or not all women, but some of them are, and it is not a comfortable experience. It's not like, people are like, oh, ultrasound, you get to see your baby. And I'm like, yeah, not exactly. That is not exactly the case here. And so it could be something just like that. Like for me, that was one of the first things that came back to me that was like, that was an uncomfortable. It didn't feel great either. And it's also a little awkward because you don't know these people.
Yes, it's
And
true. And like when you go to do, I don't know, your regular checks, like pap smear tests, it's like uncomfortable. Or I don't know if you ever had an IUD, that's also like can be quite challenging, like inserting and like taking it out. So yeah, even just like these little things, our tissue in the body is kind of like remembering these little traumatic events, and we don't do much to release that. So it's like, especially for the de-armoring part, like we go and we give massages to our bodies, to our head, to, I don't know, to our face, but we rarely have the chance to receive any massage that is related, I don't know, to our breasts or to our yoni. And this is something that we can do by ourselves. We don't have to go to anyone. Like we can do that with our hands. And this is pretty much like what I would love to offer to people, because we can do that ourselves, and it can be very, very healing.
wow, that sounds quite interesting because I mean I think many women have never even considered that, and or maybe they have but they've sort of pushed it to the wayside or they buried it under a rug and they were like, yeah, I don't have time for this, or they were feeling shameful about it and they were like, no, I can't do
Exactly.
this. And then it's sort of like the scars kind of like grow on top of each other. Like you had this experience that made you uncomfortable, and then this experience, and then you felt shameful about this, and you felt shameful about that. And they just kind of all build up until you have just like an entire tank of things. And then, but still, it's never released. It just keeps like growing and growing
Yes.
and building and building. And so, and I mean, I think that's very beautiful because I mean, I know from personal experience, it's very, very important that it's released and that you're able to listen to your body and figure out ways to release it. Because it's not, for me, it's also not just like experiences, it's also stress. So I know I've been through a lot of different healings sessions and in variety of modalities throughout my life. And I know undoubtedly that I wear my stress in my hips. And this causes a lot of problems with my hips, vaginally as well. And I over time, because I've learned a lot about it over the last decade, I've gotten a lot better. But it could be something like that. Maybe women don't even know that they wear their stress in their hips. Not all women. But I am definitely one. You know, some people wear that in their shoulders, they get a massage, they're like, oh, that feels so good. That's so comforting. But for me, it's in my hips. And if you are one of those people that can feel your stress or they start aching, like when you get really stressed, your hips start aching, you're a person that wears their stress in their hips. And it could be, this could also be a very healing experience for you because it teaches you more about your body, more about how to release pain or anxiety or trauma or built up moments. And I just think it's a really beautiful experience for women to have.
Thank you. Definitely.
Absolutely. So I want to ask you, if I or another person was coming to your session, I want you to tell me about what they may experience at the beginning, during the session, whether this is individual or group, you get to choose, and then how I may feel afterwards.
So I be both of these modalities that I would offer breath work and the armoring of like certain parts of our bodies, they are release practices in a way. So they have exactly what you said. Like if you carry any stress in your body, it can feel like numbness or it can feel like emotion that has never been released. So it's pretty much like closing that stress cycle or allowing the stress cycle to, like continue towards closure. Like, I can't guarantee that everything will be released in one session, but it can happen. So I would say that people would really would feel kind of relieved after that, maybe as if some burden has been lifted off their body, off their shoulders, or off them, and more relaxed, more calm, more kind of in peace with themselves, more in acceptance of themselves. And some can even have more clarity, like especially if we do kind of more empowering type of breath work, the breath work for self-love or the breath work for soulmate love. That is something that we're kind of like working with towards the future. It's like, things can get released, but with boom breath work. But here we're kind of calling in more power, more confidence. We're calling in the right partner. So it can feel quite uplifting. And it can feel reassuring, so that that we are on the right path, and that everything will work out. So yeah, these two things, kind of like relieved or reassured or like inspired.
Yes. I mean, that's quite a journey because I just think of myself here where I'm thinking maybe I would feel stress or I would feel timid going into the session. And then during like kind of that stress or that timidness is released and like, oh, I'm coming back to myself feeling centered and then like leaving the process, then I feel like empowered. I feel reassured. I feel like in acceptance of my body and my thoughts, and I have clarity of how I want to move forward. I mean, to me, that's a beautiful journey of going from stress to all the way to clarity and acceptance is quite an experience.
Totally, I agree. So yeah, I really hope that all the people who show up and come, that they will have such an experience. That's my
Me
intention,
too.
at least.
Me too. So I want to ask you about some of your previous clients. Like one or two, maybe ones that really stick out in your mind that you always can recall. And just tell us a little bit about what they came to you with in the beginning, kind of how you assisted them during, and then what was their final result or where are they at in life now?
Yeah, so I'll tell you a story about a client of mine who at the time she's Brazilian, but she lived in London at the time and was going through a breakup because she had to go back to Brazil, and the guy that she was with didn't want to go back. They were both from Brazil. He wanted to stay in UK. So she actually contacted me to kind of like try to move on and also, get a little bit more reassurance of how is she going to continue, like going back to your home country, especially. And I relate to that as a person who doesn't come from the, like the most developed country or the first world country. When you live in a first world country and you go back to your own country, it can be a little bit challenging because you're like meeting a lot of people who has never been, who have never been abroad or cannot really relate to your experience. So it can feel very scary of like whether I'm going to find anyone who understands me. So we worked on like moving on from that breakup, going back, to your home country. And I have experienced that, like kind of reverse culture shock. I was going back to my country at a certain point in my life. That was long ago when I was in Germany. I was like moving back to Serbia. Then I again moved to Germany. So we worked through that, and then when she was already there, we continued, and then a COVID hit, and Brazil was one of the most affected countries, if you recall that. They had like most of cases, it was totally crazy and like a lot of bans. So she went into that journey of like calling in the right person, the soulmate, and we worked then more deeply on that. It was kind of a second iteration after she settled. So this girl, she went through a year. It was 2020, 2021, when everything was kind of closed and you could only maybe go out and meet somebody in a park or like meet online. It was very difficult to move around, at least in Brazil. She has had 14 different dates in a year because we do some statistics, we take care of like what's going on. She was really determined and I was helping her go through that process. So there was a lot of healing work. We did a lot of, like first part is always going through a healing process. And we already kind of did that for her with the moving on sessions from that breakup. And then more empowerment and then more like a little bit of like having some kind of a plan and not being afraid of rejection or failure. Just like moving through it as you move through any other rejection or failure when you're, I don't know, looking for a job, working on your own project, and things don't work always, but you're staying kind of committed to your path and the vision. So she did that. Like for me, that was the most impressive thing, that she had like 14 dates within 12 months in the country, which was highly affected by COVID, and it was all like in parks or online or whatever. And then she found a guy that it looked like it's going to work out. And she stayed with this guy for 6 months. And the whole point was like, okay, we are like, she was mid-30s. We're the women who are in mid-30s. We want to finally find somebody. And we also want to have a child. And kind of the clock is ticking. So that didn't work out, but that didn't discourage her. She just went back, reminded of what we worked with. So, 6 months is enough time that we get emotionally attached. And like, we wasted a little bit of time. And then just few months after that, she has met the partner that she's with right now. They got married. They have their baby. I think their baby is now about a year old. So everything has worked out as she wanted, even though, she was kind of very afraid that the time is going to be up for her. So that's one of the cases that I always like to tell about, because I feel like, it's a journey. It requires a commitment. And we didn't work together throughout that whole process. We usually I work with clients for 6 months. That's like my longest coaching journey. And then eventually we could have like a follow-up session if it's really needed here and there. So she went through that journey, and then she embodied everything that we were going through and working through. And yeah, she was very happy and very grateful. And I, you know, keep receiving the, you know, wedding invitation, like just update, or like the baby update. And for me, that feels so amazing.
Oh, that's such a sweet story. And I love that. And that's also a main theme in the event is being able to teach and educate and provide resources and education to the attendees so that they can take back their lives, they can take back their health, they can take back their sexuality, and they can take back their power ultimately. And so, because I am exactly the same, I don't want people to need us forever. I want us to be
Exactly.
able to empower them to with the resources and the education to take back their life, make the decisions that move them forward and closer towards their goals. And I love how that story very much mirrors my ultimate goal for the event.
Definitely. Yeah. So if you want, I can tell you another story because you asked me for
Oh,
two,
yes. Tell us
which is like
another story.
slightly different, slightly different. So now we're talking about a woman in her late 40s, like almost 50, married with three kids that are, you know, either like one is adult, another, the other two are like teenage age going to school. And then we worked on improving the quality of her intimate and sexual life with her partner. And I remember there were like concerns from the partner, is this like going to take male perspective in account? Because, you know, they've been through some counseling and things like that. And it works for some people, but it doesn't always work. And it was more, I know that when I work with women, it does mirror, as we were discussing before, it does mirror to all the other aspects on your life. It mirrors also to your, you know, your partner, kids, family members, because it's all like how you position yourself, or like what is it going to be your kind of up-leveled way of being. So we work again like 6 months long through various modalities of, you know, what is it that makes her feel fully like thriving sexually, discovering these things, working with the body and the mind, trying to find where maybe some blockages are, trying to include the dynamic with a partner. And like a lot of it in the end turned out to be anxiety, like a general anxiety of like lifestyle, of all the things that she has to care about as a woman, as a mom, something that you were describing previously, like women are scared to take that step towards motherhood because they're afraid that everything is going to fall out on them. So she was already there and she was kind of experiencing a lot of that. And then we work through a lot of like ways of how she can like reduce that load that would create more space also for intimacy, but then also working to some practical things in terms of, you know, how she likes to experience pleasure or to be satisfied also with her partner in account. I remember I was even like recommending a book for them to read together, and they read it together, and then her husband read it the second time by himself because he was impressed. So I was like, wow, I'm also impressed, you know, that the husband is taking the book and reading it for the second time just because, you know, I work with her. So it had like multiple like ripple effects on their life and relationship. They are also like a mixed marriage couple, and they lived in the US, now they moved to Portugal. So it's like, it's lovely to see, you know, how these people now, they're in their early 50s, they thrive in their intimacy and in their love life. And it's just a proof. And that's also part of why I went into this work and certification. I didn't want to buy into the story that once you're married, all the intimacy dies and it's all like boring. And it's just normal that you don't feel so, I don't know, excited about your partner, and then there's like this whole like fear of like maybe they cheat on you or like you might cheat on them. And like I didn't want to buy that into that idea that marriage just has to be crap after you have kids or like few years into it. So that's why I started doing this work, and that's what I was helping this client with, because she was already married for like a long time, almost a decade. And yes, it works, and I like still keep receiving updates, and it just feels amazing to just witness that.
Oh, I think that's beautiful. I love how you smash that stigma. That it has to be, it doesn't have to be boring and non-existent and all of that stuff. I think that's beautiful, really, and so powerful.
Thank you. Breaking the stigma all the way.
Yes. Oh, I'm so excited. I am so happy that you're going to be at the event, because I know that I grew up in a more, like I said at the beginning, a more same associated way around all things sexual. And I know that listeners here and people at the event are going to have a similar, many of them are will have a similar experience as I did and you did, as you also told us. And what I want to ask you next is, what is your reason, or what really encouraged you to be part of this event? Because you are coming all the way from Greece to France. And so tell us, what made you want to make that leap?
Well, I remember somehow the universe connected us and it sounded really lovely, the idea of your event. I was also in the point in my life and journey where I started my business and this coaching work just before COVID, and then I had a baby, and then we were moving countries during COVID and all of that. So I mainly worked online. And I love that because it was great for that part of my life. I was still having my corporate job for like up until like 4 years ago. So just before we moved. So when we were already in Greece, and you know, the younger, as I said, I have 2 kids, the younger one was getting a little bit older and life seemed to be more settled. I really was dreaming about, you know, more in-person work. So your event sounded like something really lovely because, you know, you're like an American woman living in France. So it's like most of my clients, actually 75% of my clients are like, I'm from one country, I live in another country, or like I grew up in a third country. Everybody speaks at least 2 languages. So I just love being in environments like that because that's been a big part of my life. And I was looking for events where I can teach, participate. You know that I was dreaming about my retreat. I mean, this event was supposed to happen last year. So for me, it was like, let me teach in a few events before I do my first retreat, because you know that was a big dream. So now the first retreat has happened, and you know that it was fully booked in the end, and I was very happy. But now I'm like, yes to the events, because when I talked to you and heard your story, I got sh like totally sure that I want to do this. It's like you've been on your healing journey for a different reason. I've been on my healing journey. So that was kind of the main thing that clicked for me. Like, I love, you know, your idea, your intention with this. And because I come up from the world of like relationships and sexuality, I thought, yeah, it would be amazing. I don't know if I'm the only practitioner that comes from this angle, but I felt like this event would also totally benefit from having somebody like me, and it's an opportunity for me to get my work in front of more people. So it's just everything resonated totally. And yeah, I'm a traveler. It's like I would love to travel if it feels right. Like, there is no problem for me to travel and be there. So yeah, it was a full yes since last year, and it still is, and I'd be very happy to join.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing that. Because I really love to hear the other side of things. Like, I always know why I chose certain individuals and asked them to be part of the event. But I find it very, very interesting to have had you tell me why you wanted to be part of the event and why you felt very strongly connected to it. And it also helps our our listeners understand why people are coming from various countries to attend this event and be part of this event and be a practitioner at the event. Because not only is Anna going to be a practitioner, she's also going to be a speaker. So you get to see her in a variety of different ways. And it'll be such a treat to all of you that attend. And it is absolutely my honor to have you at the event, Anna. You have no idea. I feel so blessed that you are willing to travel to be with us and to share all of your knowledge with us.
Yeah, thank you. Amazing. I'd be very happy to do that. And yeah, I'm so excited for the next year.
And thank you so much for coming on to the podcast and telling us all about what you'll be offering. For all of the listeners, tune in right now and listen very carefully. If you go to www.rachelcoudron events, RachelCoudron events with an S.com, and you go and pick your ticket right now at the bottom in the discount code bar, if you put in podcasts because you heard it here first to attend the event, then you will get 10% off your tickets. So go over there right now, get it done, put in the discount code, and I can't wait to see you guys there.